Yud Zayin Adar Rishon, Monday the 17th of February, Rabbi Avraham Heksher, Medication on Shabbos.
Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas bnei Yisrael, beginning of this week's Pasha, Vayoma aleihem Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael together, and he said to them, Eile hadvoim asher tziva Hashem la'aseh soisom, sheishes yomim te'osem melocho, Vayoma shvi yiyeh lechem kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos la'ashem kol oitzeh bo'im melocho yumos. Shabbos is not something new, we've heard already about it in Pashas Yisrael. We've heard in last week's Pasha, Pasha's Kisiso. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu comes again and starts speaking about Shabbos again. It seems that the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Hilcha Shabbos are something of such paramount importance, it's worth repeating again and again and again. Kol ha'isabay melacha yumos, that we shouldn't be chas v'sholem come to a matzah that someone should be nechshol chas v'sholem in an Issa Shabbos. That's perhaps why one of the reasons why we find in Hilcha Shabbos so many times the Chazal added on, besides for the Lamed Tes Melachos, they added on more and more and more Isurei Drabonon, barriers, safeguards, fences, that no one should come Chas V'Sholem to be Nichshol in Issa Shabbos. One of the Isurim which the Drabonon added on, is we know what's the Issa of Refuah, medication, taking medicine on Shabbos. Everyone knows that Chazal asked taking medication on Shabbos. Problem is, there's a lot of ignorance, namaratzis, and mistakes which people assume. And sometimes people are more machmir when they should have been mekel, and mekel when they should have been machmir. You have to understand, when does this issa of medication apply, when does it not apply? In a case where we're allowed to take medicines, we should take medicines on Shabbos. In a case where we're not allowed to, we're not allowed to. They want to give, obviously it's impossible in 25 minutes and half an hour to cover the Hilchos Refuah, but just an idea, background, to understand a bit about the issa of Refuah. It comes a few times in the Gemara in Shabbos. One of them is in a Mishnah in the 14th week of Shabbos. The Mishnah says like this: Ein oichlin isbiyun b'Shabbos lefish ein machal b'vim. I don't know exactly what this isbiyun is. It's some type of concoction, some type of machal which wasn't a normal machal b'vim. It's not a type of thing which a normal healthy person would eat. Rather, it's something which was merap for a certain condition in the body. It was a refuah. And says the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat that. A choyle is not allowed to eat this thing on Shabbos. Why not? No use in eating on Shabbos. I can eat on Shabbos whatever I want, as long as it's kosher. Why should there be a problem? The reason is, says the Gemara, because this is something which is merapa, a refuah. What's the problem with a refuah? The problem is we worry that if you start taking things to heal yourself, you might take medication. What's the problem of taking medication? In the olden days, how was medicine made? You would take some herbs, some spices, crush them up, and that way it would form the concoction, form the medicine. Crushing up herbs is an issa of toicha, grinding on Shabbos. You're not allowed to grind something on Shabbos. It's because in the olden days, the way they used to make medication is, medicines is, through the issa melacha deraisa of toichen. Therefore, Chazal said, you're not allowed to take medication, even if it's already prepared before Shabbos, because we're worried you might come to make this, might come to make a medicine and be over on issa toichen. Therefore, we see that extends even something which is not a real medicine, it doesn't look like a tablet, it's some sort of food concoction, since the reason why you're taking this is because to act as a refuah, to act as a healing, as a medicine, therefore Chazal asked it. This halach is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Refuah, in Chaim Shilcha of Ches. However, there's one big exception. The Mechaber says that this issa of taking medicine on Shabbos, v'dafke mi sheyesh loy mechush ba'alma. But the Ramah says, im nofal mishkov is muta. Now, obviously, not every level, not every person, you've got two people who are cholim, you can't put them in the same boat. Obviously, there's different levels, different dargos of what we call a sick person. In Hilcha Shabbos, really, we find there's five different levels of cholim. Obviously, the most severe being a cholim sheyesh b'sakana, someone whose life is in danger, there's a suffix whose life is in danger. That's not what we're talking about. We're going to, for the purpose of today, just talk about two of the levels of cholim, which are perhaps the most shchiach, the most common in a person's house, and translate that, refer that to the issa of taking medicine on Shabbos. One is called the cholim she'ein b'sakana, and one is called the mechush ba'alma. Mechush ba'alma is the bottom of the five. In other words, we start with cholim she'esh b'sakana. Mechush is the other extreme. That means someone who is in slight discomfort. Discomfort. He has a sore throat. He has an itchy foot. He has a mosquito bite. A very slight headache. Something which it's disturbing. He can't forget about it. But nevertheless, it's nothing too serious. That's what we call the mechush ba'alma. It's inconvenience. It's not comfortable. There is what we call the cholish she'ein b'sakana, which we'll see in a minute. exactly what goes into the category of Cholish Ein Besakana. But just to give you an idea, someone who's got 102 and he's in bed with the flu, that's not just a minor inconvenience. He really feels rotten. There's no chashash of Cholish Yesh Besakana. We're not talking about anything severe. Nothing, no even suffix of danger to the life. However, it's more than a minor inconvenience. It's rather he's bedridden. That's called Cholish Ein Besakana. Says the Mechavan, says the Mohin Shinchav Ches, Lamed Zayin, that this issa of taking refuah is only for someone who's in a mechush ba'alma. Someone who's slightly uncomfortable, he's got this little mosquito bite which is itchy, or he's got the sore throat, that, for such a person, Chazal said, no, we're not going to allow you to take medicine on Shabbos. However, someone who is a cholish ein besakana, he's bedridden, he's got the flu, him, Chazal said, we're going to be lenient on you, and you're allowed to take any medication you want on Shabbos, because you're already a higher dagger of chayli, you're a chaylish aim b'sakona. So what you mentioned before about headache, you can have two different types of headache. You can have the nagging headache, which someone feels, wakes up in the morning and he feels a bit, his head's a bit heavy, but nothing too major. That's what we call a mechush ba'alma. You can have someone who wakes up, he's got really, really bad headache, he's got a migraine, and he can't, and he really feels like he would like to stay in bed another couple of hours, he's a chaylish aim b'sakona, he'd be allowed to take a Panadol. So like we say, you can't put them in the same boat. You can have the same with other things. You can have the same with hay fever. You can have the same with diarrhea. You can't say, categorize them in one boat, because it could be the different dagas, depends how severe it is. So now that we know that, now that we've got the klal, that for a mechush it's also to take a medicine, and for cholish ein besakana it's mutter to take medicine, we have to understand a bit more clearly defined who exactly goes into which category, in order to understand who can take a medicine and who can't take a medicine. Who is called a cholish ein besakana? So like we said, says in Halacha, Nofala Mishkov means someone who's bedridden. Or Zachoyle Kol Aguf, sometimes really severe discomfort. Perhaps you wouldn't go to bed for it. For example, if someone's got he sprained his wrist or something like that. He's not going to go to bed because it's not going to help him to go to bed. But it's more than a slight discomfort. He's really in pain. He's really in severe pain. It's not life-threatening, and he's not going to go to bed because his wrist is going to ache in the same way whether he's in bed or he's not in bed. It's not going to help. Such a person, even though he's not nofala mishkov, he's not bedridden, he's still got the din of being bedridden, because bedridden doesn't mean you have to go to bed. It means that something which would put you to bed if it would help you. This person who's got a sprained wrist, if it would tell him it would help him to go to bed, he probably would go to bed. It's just not going to help him. Such a person is called a cholish ein besakana. Someone who's got the flu, he's in bed, he's a cholish ein besakana, he's allowed to take medicine. Sometimes you can have a case where you would like to go to bed, you don't have the opportunity. The boss won't let you go to bed, the mashkiach won't let you go to bed, whatever it might be. But be'etzem, the cholis, the pain the oin and the discomfort the oin is enough which would send you to bed, if at all possible. Such a thing has also got a gedda of not cholish ein besakana, because it's something which really sends you to bed, even though lemaisa you don't go to bed. Yeah, everyone can understand. There's some things, if I've got a little headache, I wake up, or I've got an itchy toe, I've got a mosquito bite, it's not pshat. Of course, everyone would like another couple of hours in bed. But it's not really a choyli which sends me to bed. It's something which I just, it's an inconvenience, and I keep on going with my day-to-day life. So nofala mishkov doesn't mean you have to go to bed. It means something, as I thought, choyli, which would send you to bed if it would help you. And if you had the opportunity, such a thing as a choyli shein besakana, and he's allowed to take medication on Shabbos. Sometimes you can have someone who wakes up in the morning, and he's got a slight headache. He's a mechush ba'alma. It's just an inconvenience. But he knows from his experience, personal experience, that such a thing, such a headache by him, is the symptom that something worse is coming. The flu is coming, or severe migraine is coming. He knows, has no suffering about it whatsoever. He's not going with statistics, he's going from personal experience. He knows that such a nagging feeling in the morning is an indication that something more severe is coming. So now the shaila is, how do you look at such a person? Do we say that in the meantime, he's just a mechush balm, it's just a discomfort, it's just an inconvenience, and he can't take medicine. He has to wait till he feels bedridden, feels he has to go to bed, and then take the medicine. Or do you say that, no, in the end of the day, why should we wait for him to become a cholish ein besakana? He might as well take it now. So, there's a tshuva in Radvaz. Can you tell me what you think? The Radvaz is talking about a case of a person who was thrown into prison in Egypt on Shabbos morning. Obviously, they didn't. The soldiers, the policemen who threw him into jail, didn't allow him to take anything with. And so he was stuck in prison there in Egypt with no food whatsoever. And the shaila was, were they allowed to ask a goy to bring him food in the jail? on Shabbos. If they're not going to bring him the food, he's not going to have food Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos also not, because by then the business is not. He's going to have to wait till Sunday morning. That was the shayla which was presented to the Radvaz. Says Radvaz, it's mutter. It's mutter to ask the guy to carry the food to the prison. Says Radvaz, why? He's got shtikel Torah, that Egypt was not a real Rishus HaRabim, therefore the guy is not doing a deraisa, not our subject. Says Radvaz, perhaps you want to be mutter for a different reason. Let's say, even forget the where there is Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaRabim, perhaps you want to suggest that we should be mutter because he's a chayla. If he doesn't eat all day, he's going to be a chayla. And if he's going to be a chayla, for a chayla, you can ask a guy to do a malacha. It's perhaps for that reason we should allow him to carry through the streets. Says the Advaz, that's not a reason. Why not? And he gives two reasons. Chada, he says, first reason why that's not true, she'ein ze chayla. The kama mis'anim yoyim echad v'einim chaylim. Lots of people who fast for 24 hours and don't become a chayla. You can't say he's a chayla just because he's not going to have food for a day. Vesu, listen carefully, vesu, and another reason. He's not yet a chayla. In other words, first reason is, who says he's going to become a chayla b'chlal from fasting for a day? Vesu, and even if he would become a chayla, even if you would be sure he would become a chayla, however, we're not going to be matit to do a melacha for a chayla v'adayin a chayli leibo. He's not yet a chayla. It seems clear from the Radvaz that the Radvaz is saying that even though you know definitely he will become a chayla, if he's not yet a chayla, you're not going to be matit. He's not here about talking about this of before. He's talking about a meula goy. But you see the yisayid in the Radvaz, the Radvaz seems to say that the fact that he will become a chayla is not going to be enough to be matit. It's only if the chayla is already there. What can I do? And Rav Shlomo Zalman passes klar, that if someone has symptoms and he knows it's going to become worse and develop into a chaylish emes sakana, he's allowed to take the medicine now. I says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Radvaz is not mashma like that. He says Radvaz is talking about a case where you've got a suffix if you'll become a chayla. But if you'll definitely become a chayla, then most certain you can take the refor now. The chayla, and that, if you look at Radvaz, it's not mashma like that, it's mashma the opposite. Because like I read out to you, the first reason Radvaz was, who says he's going to become a chayla? A lot of people fast for 24 hours and they don't become a chayla. The second reason means, even if that first reason wasn't shaykh, even if you would be sure he would become a chayla, afal pikein, the chayla is not here yet. It seems from the Advaz that even in a case where he would have become a chayla, if the chayla is not there yet, you can't be matzah. If Shlomo Zalman paskens, Nishtazoy is botla daiti, if Shlomo Zalman paskens, now the poskim pasken also, that if a person wakes up and he knows 100% from personal experience that these symptoms which he is suffering from are an indication of something worse to come, he's going to get a full-blown migraine, he doesn't need to wait till then, he can take the medicine already now. Until now we've been talking about a standard grown-up person who sometimes can be a chodesh emes akon, sometimes can be a mechush ba'alma. There are, however, some people who by definition always are categorized as a chodesh emes akon. For example, we find a few times in halacha that tzorchei katan k'cholish emes sakon adam. When it comes to a young child, we're going to be more mekel and easier categorize him as a cholish emes sakon rather than a meichash. For example, a slight headache or mosquito bite for an adult person is just a minor discomfort. And he can carry on with his day-to-day life. If you have a young child who's itchy, has a mosquito bite, for him it really, really disturbs him. You can have the same thing which for one person is going to be a meichush, and he won't be able to put some lotion on, which will relieve the itching. Whereas when it comes to a young child, he's really suffering from it, and you can't. Same thing, how old the cotton has to be is obviously a point of major discussion in the poskim. It's impossible to basically you've got about 9 shittas ranging from 2 to 13 every single year. But what did Chazal mean when they say Tzorchei cotton is a Cholish Emes Sakana? What's called a cotton? I'll go upon him, without getting into that discussion. A cotton normally, if he's young enough to suffer from him and he won't be able to carry on with his day-to-day life, is mamele he's got a din of Cholish Emes Sakana. A Yoledes, for example, someone, a woman after childbirth, she's in the month after childbirth, she's easier, she's weaker, she's more susceptible to getting illnesses, Rahman Litzlan. It's for her, if she's in pain from the lady, from the after effects of the lady, it'll much easier be makel for her to take pain relievers, painkillers, rather than you would for a healthy grown-up man, because she is more, she's weaker. And Osameach is also the same thing with older people, the Zakenim. Another example where you find this in Halacha is we know that if the heating breaks down on Shabbos. So when the heating breaks down, are you allowed to ask a goy to come in and switch the heating on? So it depends how cold it is. For an adult person, if it's freezing cold, then you're allowed to. We don't want anyone chas v'shalom to get sick. If it's just a little bit cold, you can put another sweater on and you'll be fine. There won't be a heter. If it comes, however, to ketanim, there's young children in the house, there's older people in the house, there's a yoledes in the house, these types of things, then we're much easier going to be mekel to ask a goy to come and switch the heating on, because v'shmatim l'av sheisechem, we have to be careful. People who are weaker, we have to have the added precaution and make sure they don't chas v'shalom get sick. So now we know who's a mechush and who's a cholish ein b'sakana. A mechush is someone who has a minor discomfort, he has the athlete's foot, or he has a minor headache, has an insect bite, and he can go on with his day-to-day life. The cholish ein b'sakana is someone who's bedridden, or he would like to go to bed if he had the opportunity, he would go to bed if it would help him, a yeledes, a child, an old person. We've got quite clear who's in each category. Sometimes you can have a case where you're in the middle and you're not quite sure. You're not quite sure, am I in the category of a mechush or am I in the category of a cholish ein b'sakana? Is my headache bad enough to be categorized as a cholish ein b'sakana, I can take a Panadol? Or is it just a slight discomfort that I can't take a Panadol? In such a case, lechoyah you can be mekel. Why can you be mekel? Firstly, the whole issue of food is a drabonon. The whole thing to start with is only drabon, and you might come to make a medicine. Secondly, there is a svar which the Ketzos HaShulchan brings down, which is not universally accepted. He's a yochid, but Ketzos HaShulchan is a Ketzos HaShulchan, and he held like this. And he says that nowadays, the whole chashash is a vayta chashash. In the olden days, to make medication, they would take herbs and grind them. Nowadays, if someone would take medicine, it's highly unlikely he would start going to his back garden, taking herbs and crushing them down to make medicine. Novos, we know that a gezer which Chazal made, even if the time is bottled, it's not nigeh anymore. And Maaseh Chazal made the gezer. However, he says in such a case, because the chashash you're going to come to nisa d'oraisa is much more far fetched, is perhaps when we've got a suffolk, are you a chayla? You're not a chayla. Perhaps that's another reason to be mekel. So if someone has got, a person has to be emistic. Or if you're beemis, if you're a suffolk, is my headache bad enough? Then there is mokum to be mekel to take the medication.
How long ago did
the Ketzos live? Sorry?
How long ago did
the Ketzos live? 100 years ago. Less. In the last century. There's nifta less than 100 years ago. Bekitza. Oh. So now we know who's the Mechush and he does say, the Ketzos HaShulchan, he does say that perhaps it is Nagaya nowadays. He says if you go all the herbal medicines, they still do make sometimes, even not personal individual wouldn't make it. However, some people there are people who can know how to do these things. But I'll go upon him, like I say, this is not accepted bechlal. As someone points out, Moshe's got loads of tshuvas of Shlomo Zalman, have loads of tshuvas about two or four. Now, once they mention such a svar that perhaps today it should be more kuladik because we don't make medication. It's a chiddush of Ketzos HaShulchan, and he himself doesn't rely on it. He just says that in a case where you've got a suffolk, you've got another reason where you anyway might want to be mekel, this is something, just another reason you can add on as a sniff. Is the pashtus is the Chazal made the gzeiro otu tchino, so you might come to grind it. To say the Chazal said you might make a gzeiro, Moshe has in one of his tshuvas, he says you might come to carry the medicines through the streets. It's a massive chiddush because pashtus, when you learn the sugya, Chazal asked medicine, you might come to grind the medicine. Who says you can make up your own chashash? You might come to do other melachos of shabbos. But Moshe taka says in one of his tshuvas, you might come to grind or to carry. It's a big chiddush. Agbon, now we know why Moshe doesn't say this, because carrying through the streets, you definitely have got a chashash nowadays. So now we know who's included in a mechush, who's included in a cholish ein b'sakana. What's included in a medicine? What's called a medicine? A pain reliever, for example, a Panadol, we've been talking about Panadols all the time. Panadol be'etzim is not a refuah. It's not something that heals the illness. It's just, it numbs the nervous system, and it's a pain reliever. Is that called a refuah? Is it not called a refuah? It's a twofold question. In other words, someone who's not allowed to take medicine, is he allowed to take something which is not a real medication, just relieves the pain? And someone who is he allowed to take medicine, a cholish ein b'sakana is allowed to take medicine, is he allowed to take something which doesn't heal their illness, but rather is just a pain reliever? His answer is no and yes. In other words, we're not going to make this distinction. We're going to put in one category, whether it's a refuah, whether it actually heals the illness, or whether it's just a pain reliever, has no chiluk. How do I see that? There's a couple of mesholim in halacha. One example is, if someone has a mild toothache, he says he's not allowed to gurgle with vinegar. Vinegar is not something which heals the toothache. It's just a pain reliever. It numbs it. So you see that someone has a minor discomfort is not allowed to do something for refuah, even though it's not a real refuah. Rather, it just relieves the pain. It's still asa. And the same thing the other way around. Someone who has a really severe toothache, he's a cholish ein basakon. He would go to bed if it would help him. It really, really bothers him. He is allowed to gurgle with vinegar if that helps him. So we see that a cholish ein basakon, who is allowed to take medicine, is allowed to take medicine even if it doesn't heal the illness, but rather it's just a pain reliever.
But whiskey could be, because you might think...
whiskey is a different thing, din altogether. There's such a din of machal b'rim. Machal b'rim means something which healthy people eat. You're allowed to eat even if you're doing for refuah. For example, if someone has diarrhea, he wants to eat a banana. Banana, he's doing it, he doesn't like bananas. He's eating it for the sole reason of settling his stomach. A banana, however, is a machal b'rim. It's something which healthy people eat. Someone who's got a sore throat, he wants to drink tea with honey. Tea with honey is something a lot of people drink, even when they don't have a sore throat. Prune juice, someone who's got constipation, I wasn't sure if prune juice is called machal b'rim or not, but Akubanim in Pesachim says the prune juice is called machal b'rim, and you're allowed to drink it. A hot water bottle, someone who's got a stomach condition, he wants to use a hot water bottle. Even though it says in Halacha that a hot water bottle is also on Shabbos because of refuah. However, the Pesachim say that nowadays, a lot of people use a hot water bottle just to keep warm, or for other reasons, someone who sees you using a hot water bottle won't necessarily think you're sick. Memele it's mutter. One of the places where Falk says that the daham is stubborn, he says it depends if it's summer or in the winter. If it's in the middle of August and it's 30 degrees and you sleep with a hot water bottle, then perhaps it is nikkah that it's refuah. However, at least in the winter, it's not nikkah. You can have something which in 6 months of the year, or in England, 2 months of the year is called a machal b'rim, and the other 10 months is not called a machal b'rim, or the other way around. So again, coming back to your whiskey, so whiskey is something which is a machal b'rim. And mainly you're allowed to drink it even if you're doing it in order to numb the toothache. However, obviously you're not allowed to gurgle it or wash it around in a way a normal person wouldn't do, because then it's nikkah, you're doing it for refuah.
If you don't put it in your mouth, you're going to chew it.
Sorry?
You're doing it to numb the thing.
Do it in a way.
So you have to do it in a way a normal person might drink it. Obviously, I'm not a whiskey drinker, I don't know. But if you do it in such a way that it's not nikkah, that... I have to say that my father's it. I'll go upon him. If you do it in a way that if you do it in a way that's not nikkah, it's refuah. So that's called a machal b'rim. There is, however, until now we've been talking, this is a halakha which people don't know. Because until now we've said that someone is a mechush ba'alma, has a slight nagging headache, nothing more than that, he's not allowed to take a Panadol on Shabbos. There is one eitzah, one exception, which sometimes helps and sometimes doesn't help. And I'll tell you what I mean. The Mishnah in Shabbos Kufches, not the Mishnah, the Gemara in Shabbos in Kufches on Beis says like this. The bottom of Kufches on Beis says, Shoyer Odom Kiloyin Me'erev Shabbos. Someone had some sort of eye pain. He was allowed to soak this mixture, this bandage with this cream, whatever it was, on Erev Shabbos. And then v'noisen al gabei einof b'shabbos, and then put it on his eye on Shabbos, even though it's going to heal it. There's no problem with refuah. Why not? L'chore doesn't make sense. Why should there not be a problem with refuah? So Rashi says like this: D'lididei for him, kiven datzuchu l'shoyis me'erev Shabbos iker keyo. He realizes he's doing something unusual because he would have done it on Shabbos. He would have soaked the thing and prepared it on Shabbos, and we're making sure he does it on erev Shabbos. And someone who sees him, sova d'ruchitza ba'almehi, doesn't realize what he's doing is refuah. He thinks that what he's putting on his eye is wine, which in those days was a very normal thing to wash out your eye with wine. What does it say in this Gemara? It says in this Gemara that even someone who doesn't have a heter to do refuah, take medication, there is one exception. If I could do it in such a way where both for him and for the onlooker, there is a heker that what he's doing is not the normal way, both he won't come to issur refuah and the onlooker won't come to issur refuah. So for this person, in normal circumstance, he would have prepared this thing, this lotion on Shabbos. The fact that we are necessitating him to do it on Erev Shabbos, that's a reminder for him not to come to any Issa Melacha. And with regard to the onlooker, there's also no chashash, because the onlooker won't realize what he's doing is an isra for b'chal. He'll think he's doing a rechitza ba'alma. How does that translate into our Panadols? If someone has a nagging headache on Friday, on Thursday and Friday, nothing more than a mechash ba'alma, where he's got this mosquito bite which doesn't go away. He's uncomfortable on Fridays. We said, if you wake up Shabbos morning, you can't take some sort of medication which will relieve the pain, relieve the itchiness. If, however, you know on Erev Shabbos, it's highly likely tomorrow morning you're also going to be in the same discomfort, then there's a Eitzah. You take this tablet, which is against itchiness or against whatever it is, you can do a shino, in other words, crush it up and mix it with some sugar. So that, when you take this thing on Shabbos, there's no chashash both mitzad you and mitzad the onlooker. Mitzad you, there's no chashash. The very fact that you prepared it on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos is like the case of the Gemara. But the fact that we're necessitating you to prepare on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, there's no chashash you're going to come to Israel for. And mitzad the onlooker, when the onlooker sees you drinking this sugar, he doesn't realize there's a Panadol mixed in or there's a tablet mixed in. So why am I saying this sometimes helps and sometimes doesn't help? Because this won't help if Shabbos morning you wake up with a slight headache, because it's too late. It will only help you in a case where you're already suffering on Friday, so you, obviously if you want, you can every Shabbos prepare it, in case you're going to wake up tomorrow morning. But a normal person's got enough to do on a Friday afternoon, he's not going to prepare. However, in the circumstance where you on Friday already are feeling the discomfort, you're already feeling this mosquito bite, and you are choishes, it's highly likely tomorrow you're going to feel the same thing. There is eight. Take it, crush it up, mix it up so it's not nicker, and then there's no chashash both mitzad you and mitzad the onlooker. It will not help you, however, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, take the Panadol or take the tablet and stuff it in the middle of a piece of kegel. Because there, even though you can't see it, it's better some there. It's better some a whole tablet that's just stuffed in the kegel. We're talking about doing it, crushing it up, mixing it in sugar, diluting it in water so it looks like a normal cup of water. Obviously, if it looks like a cloudy cup of water, people will realize there's a tablet mixed inside. However, if it's putting a bit of it, orange squash in it or whatever it is, it doesn't look, or it's transparent, it looks like a normal cup of water, a normal cup of drink, there's no chashash to mitzad the onlooker won't realize you're drinking the refor, and you yourself won't come to this, it's kind of, in the very fact, we were necessitated you to prepare it on Erev Shabbos. That is one eitzah which is sometimes negeah for someone who has a mechush. However, like I say, if you wake up Shabbos morning, it's going to be too late, because then it's too late to prepare. So, like I said before, this is Tam Velo Nisham, Hilchas Refor is a big sugya in Shabbos. What we learned today is, there is Refor of taking medication. The main thing which I want to bring out today is, that it's not, some people think that it's a medication, it's a no-go, you're never allowed to take medicines on Shabbos, it's not true. It very much depends whether it's a meichush, whether it's a slight illness, a discomfort, or whether you're cholish em v'sagon, you really feel bedridden. If someone is in the bed with the flu, or he wants to go to bed, it's got 102 temperature, you can definitely take a Panadol, definitely take a painkiller. Someone who doesn't, and he's only a mechush ba'alma, for him, Chazal said, there's an issu of four. I, lemaisi, is in pain. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, daf tesam and base. Tesam and aleph, the bottom, tesam and aleph. Yecholi hi shetuachim. The Gemara says, tonu abon ha-nichnas le-bayis shesh becholi on Shabbos. Oy, me Shabbos hi melizik ufu ko'i v'lovoi. And the Gemara says, yecholi hi shetuachim. That the very fact of keeping Shabbos and adhering to the laws of Shabbos, that itself can bring ufu shleima le-kol choli yisro.